Thank you, Brett. I want to visit a little bit this morning about something coming up this summer. As you may very well know, folks in Atlantic, I would assume, know, this is Atlantic's 150th anniversary year, correct?
Really?
Yeah. Have you heard? This is the sesquicentennial year for Atlantic, the community founded back in 1868, so we're working on 150 years here this year. And well, there have been some different little activities and events going on in the community at different times throughout the year to help to celebrate and commemorate the past and note some of the key things that have happened here, some of the key people and those types of things. And those are all neat, fun to experience. Had a chance to experience a few of those. The Arise Group, I know, has done a few programs down at the Armory, and that's been kind of interesting to hear some of that history and just kind of go back in time a little bit. And, you know, for folks who maybe grew up here, maybe they know quite a bit about the history of the community, but, you know, most of the folks in town are not from here. They're from somewhere else, like myself, like you,
sure,
for example. We are people who, I guess you call us transplants, but we came here for different reasons, largely work opportunities and things. And believe it or not, there are still jobs in rural Iowa. Some of us came here for work. You've been around here more than a few years now.
Yeah.
Well, of course, you've been working here for a long time.
Yeah, I've been working here for 36, and I've been in Atlantic for 5.
Yeah.
And so I guess I'm a tumbleweed.
Plus, you weren't that far away to begin with.
Yeah.
I grew up on the other side of the state, but I've been here over 30 years now, so I kind of feel like I know a little bit about the area. But anyway, we are going to do some more stuff. You know, here we had a little visit one day here in our office, and we were talking about, you know, all these different things that are going on to commemorate the 150th anniversary of Atlantic. Those are wonderful. But where is the event where everybody gets together? You know, where is the thing that gets people opportunity to kind of mingle and visit and enjoy some things? Just kind of, you know, a party, I guess, is what I'm saying. Where's the party?
Do we need a drum roll for this?
We need a party. So anyway, we're going to have one. How do you like that?
All right.
We're going to have one. Now, you may have heard about this because we've kind of talked a little bit with some different folks about this, but make it official here today. Here at KJAN, we've decided that we're going to host a party because 150 years is worthy of getting together and having a little fun. So coming up on Sunday, August 19th, that'll be the Sunday right before school starts again here in the community. KJAN Radio and a number of area businesses are getting together to host a community block party. It's going to be on Sunday, August 19th, as mentioned, from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., and we're going to do that at the Atlantic Middle School grounds. So I guess if you're going to celebrate Atlantic, what better place to do it than right square in the middle of Atlantic? That's pretty much where it is, isn't it?
Sure is.
That would be the middle school grounds, which would be the old high school grounds for those folks who have been here a while. And we're going to enjoy just a kind of a classic block party. It's meant to be a family-friendly event. And what we've done is kind of put together an opportunity for folks to, as many folks as possible, to be a part of that day. We're going to make sure the food and stuff is all covered. In fact, the food's going to be a pretty good deal for you. In fact, a real good deal. We're going to offer lunch for you that day when you come out, anytime between 11 and 3 o'clock. We're offering a pulled pork sandwich, chips, beans, a cupcake. Yeah, I got 2,000 cupcakes ordered, so you folks better be showing up. It's a lot of cupcakes. And so you'll get the pulled pork sandwich, chips, beans, a cupcake, because you got to have birthday cake on a birthday, and a drink. All of that for the price of, what else?
$150.
Well, it's our 150th anniversary.
Sure. Okay, so that sounds like a bargain.
Now, not $150 like $150. Yeah. $1.50, that's okay. It. So $1.50 gets you the sandwich, chips, beans, cupcake, and a drink. So bring the family, because it's the cheapest place you're going to find to feed the family for that day. And we've just tried to kind of include as many people as possible in this. Now, we hope a lot of folks show up because, well, like I said, I like cupcakes, but I don't want to take a lot of them home. You may be taking home some souvenir cupcakes, too, just in case. But we're keeping our fingers crossed, hoping for good weather. It's usually a pretty dry period there in that part of August. But it's meant to be a family-friendly, kind of block party-ish type event. And we're going to use the grounds of the middle school there. So folks have asked me, what do you mean? Where are you going to be? Well, we're going to use the Trojan Bowl. We're going to use the Schuler Gymnasium. That's where we're going to be serving the food. So there'll be a little bit indoors and shade. Otherwise, we're going to just use the grounds around that. What we've done, and because we've got that entire city block in front of it too there, with that grass area. But what we're going to, what we've done is we've invited just pretty much anybody who wants to be a part of it to be a part of it. We've worked with local businesses who have latched on to help be sponsors of the event, to be active and to be as visible as they'd like to be for that. We've contacted a number of community groups, hoping that they would want to come out and be a part of that in different ways. We've contacted all the churches in the community through the Ministerial Association. We've talked to the Nishna Valley Family YMCA. They're excited about it. In fact, they were talking about maybe trying to figure out what to do, and we talked to them, and they said, great, we'll do it. Dan was right on board. We'll come up with something, and we'll have fun. They'll probably bring, like, the bounce house and some of those kinds of things and offer folks an opportunity to see some things. I know they're doing a few renovations inside. Maybe you'll get a chance to check some of those out that day as well. But we're just going to have, like I said, family-friendly fun, hopefully some activities. There'll be some different games and things that different groups and organizations will be sponsoring during that day. We'll even have a few historical presentations as well. If you've gone to any of those presentations that the Arise Group has held at the Atlantic American Legion Memorial Building, the old armory, here over the last several months, you've found that they've done some history work on some people and some businesses and those types of things, a little bit of military history. We're hopefully going to have some presentations along those lines as well that day, so we hope to have some folks there. Now, also, there's another, a separate group that has been working on a plan to honor one of Atlantic's more famous natives, Ed Podolak. You might remember Ed Podolak, a 1965 Atlantic High School alum. He went on to, well, he was a star here at Atlantic, that's for sure, on some really good football teams. There are some guys around here who are part of those football teams, too, that can tell you just the kind of success that they had. He was one of their leaders. They had a good run of, I can't remember how many games, 20-some-odd games in a row without a loss. At one point in time, they had some really good teams back then, but he went on to play both quarterback and running back for the Iowa Hawkeyes, and then was drafted by the Kansas City Chiefs and had a really strong career. You probably know he's part of their Ring of Honor in the Chiefs Hall of Fame. Ed's currently the radio color analyst for the Iowa Hawkeye broadcast, and he's been doing that for a good long time now. And we're going to have an honor for him that day as well. We're going to meet up in the Trojan Bowl and have a little celebration, a little party there at 2 o'clock to do that. So we're pretty excited to have so many businesses. And we've had so much positive feedback from this. It's really been kind of fun. I know that all of us here in all departments have been out visiting with folks about some of these different things, getting folks organized, the community groups and churches and things, businesses. A lot of folks have said, hey, that's great. We're excited. We're in. I mean, we've had a really good chunk of feedback on this. So we're hoping to have a great turnout here that day because I bought 2,000 cupcakes. So you better be hungry. But we're really thrilled to be able to bring Ed Podolak back for the party. He's committed to being here. Hopefully nothing changes in his schedule from now to then. I had a chance to visit with him a little bit about this, and he's just thrilled about being honored here. And so we're going to have a little ceremony to do that on that day. I've also been told that his old high school coach, Howard Justice, is planning on being here. I know Howard's health isn't the greatest, so I wasn't sure that that was even going to happen. So that's awful cool that he thinks that much of the community and of Ed that he's willing to come back and be a part of that. I've talked to Gary Dolphin, the play-by-play voice of the Hawks. He's an old family friend of mine, and he's hoping to be there. We're hoping to get that on his schedule, too, and get him down here. But the University of Iowa is going to send down Herky. So, kids, bring your footballs and your jerseys and what have you, and maybe you can get some pictures and some autographs and things from some of those folks. So, come on out and just have fun. That's what we're just hoping for. We've got some great stuff going on, and we sure hope folks will come out. Put that on your calendar. We'll be telling you a whole lot more about it here in the coming days and weeks. But that's going to be Sunday, August 19th. From 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Atlantic Middle School grounds. You'll be seeing some posters up here fairly soon, and you'll be hearing a lot more about it here in the local media, and we'll be telling you a whole lot more here as the time goes on. But we hope to have a great day, hope to have a great crowd.
Is there a rain date?
No, let's not rain. Let's just not rain.
I'm just worried about those 2,000 cupcakes.
I know. Well, we'll just all huddle up inside the school then and have all some right. fun. Yeah, no, it's going to be, it should be kind of fun. We've even got, I won't let the cat out of the bag too much yet because I don't think it's been locked down quite yet, but I know like one of the churches here in the community contacted me and said there was a popular movie here recently, a very popular movie, and they'd like to have a showing maybe in the auditorium of that movie. So they might be doing that just after the after 3 yeah, o'clock, after okay. the celebration finishes. So there are a lot of people with some creative ideas going on to do some different activities and things during that day. So that's what we said. The details are going to continue to form as we get a little bit closer, as people get that creativity going. But we just hope to have a lot of folks there and good turnout, and please good weather, please, to celebrate the 150th. So, yeah, we hope to see a lot of folks there. Of course, we'll all be there, too. So we not that we matter, but say hi when you come on by, and hey, if you're nice, we'll even give you a cupcake. There you go.
Maybe two of
them. Maybe two. You never know. Did I mention I bought a lot of them? Brett, tell us more this morning about Camblin's.